Well, we continue to talk about the possibility of a default if the politicians don't reach an agreement on the debt ceiling. And one of the questions we're asking you is whether you stand to gain or lose should there be a default come August 2nd or whenever. You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But according to the International Monetary Fund, globally, a default would be a disaster.
A default ought to have, you know, a significant downgrading of the United States signature would be a very, very, very serious event, not for the United States alone, but for the global economy at large.
That's IMF Chief Christine Lagarde speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations yesterday. And joining us this morning, one of her colleagues, Gianmaria Melesi Ferretti, the Assistant Director of the Western Hemisphere Department at the IMF. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So when we hear Christine Lagarde say very, very, very serious event, this is a woman that doesn't use three verys lightly. What exactly does she mean?
Well, the U.S. Treasury market is at the center of the U.S. financial market and the global financial market. It is the ultimate safe asset. It is an asset held as reserves by countries all around the world. And hence, it is essential to maintain its credibility and value for the stability of the global economy.
Well, I mean, at this point, you know, there have been a number of people globally who've weighed in and advised the U.S. politicians. Does the IMF take any position on how they should avoid default in Washington?
Well, what we see as essential to raise expeditiously the debt ceiling. But the true challenge that U.S. policymakers face is to put together a credible, large, medium-term plan that ensures that fiscal policies return to a sustainable footing. You basically have to ensure that you stop accumulation of public debt in a gradual fashion and eventually bring it down. That is the very, very difficult challenge.
Well, I mean, clearly, this is not the first time that the IMF has weighed in. At this point, there must be a great deal of frustration, not just there, but in other rare areas around the world, over this deadlock in Washington and what may happen should these things shake out.
Again, we think that politicians that are currently discussing plans to address fiscal policy issues in the U.S. realize very well that it is absolutely essential to raise the debt ceiling. But once again, the crucial issue is really to have in place a credible, politically backed plan that tackles both expenditure pressures over the long run and, in our view, also raises revenues. It is essential because that is really what the world is looking for. That's how you restore credibility and sustainability, not just over an horizon of 1 month, but over an horizon stretching several years.
Well, let's talk about the August 2nd. Should a debt agreement not be reached, and should the United States default? What do you think internationally would be the first aftershock because of that? What would happen first?
Yes, we are confident that an agreement will be reached and that the debt ceiling will be raised.
But if it's not?
It is because the consequences can be so negative so widespread globally, affecting both the U.S. economy and the rest of the world, it is absolutely crucial that this is done and that the actors that are key in the relevant debate are very well aware of this.
That's Gianmaria Melesi Ferretti, the Assistant Director of the Western Hemisphere Department at the IMF, not wanting to contemplate what would happen should the United States default on his debt. Although at this point, Gianmaria, it looks like with the rise in gold prices, people may be looking for a more stable currency at this point than the dollar. Perhaps because of this political stalemate in Washington, the U.S. brand is, in terms of market value, is already damaged.
Well, in our view, the key issue is really the fact that the U.S. needs to come to an agreement on a plan to address the fact that the fiscal deficit is very large and debt is accumulating very fast. So the debt ceiling is really a constraint that is self-imposed, but even once the debt ceiling is raised, you still face the issue of a very difficult challenge to make sure that you stop the accumulation of public debt. So in our view, that's really the key focus that policy has to take, namely ensure that you bridge the gap between revenues and expenditures in a way that is gradual over time, because the recovery is still weak. You don't want to slash everything, expenditures, very dramatically in the short run.
No, of course.
But it is absolutely crucial that you do so in a credible fashion.
Yeah.
So it is not really an issue just of August 2nd, and if the debt ceiling is raised, then everything is okay. The key issue is really putting public finances on a sustainable footing.
Gianmaria Malesi Ferretti, Assistant Director of the Western Hemisphere Department at the IMF. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.